Canadian Baptist Ministry staff Ali and Murray Haddad by Ruth Anna Dana. In 2005, Ali Haddad and his wife Murray joined Canadian Baptist Ministries as field staff to serve as team leaders of the Middle East North Africa region. The Middle East North Africa region is often referred to as MENA, M-E-N-A. For almost two decades now, Ali also has served in the position of president of the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, or ABTS, in Beirut, Lebanon. At the end of the 2024-2025 academic year, Ali will pass on this responsibility to a younger servant leader. With thankfulness acknowledging how Ali has expanded and shaped the ministry of ABTS in many wonderful ways, the Search Committee of the ABTS Board of Trustees are prayerfully seeking God's chosen successor. While Ali and Murray will continue to invest in theological education in the region and support ABTS, they'll take on an expanded role as team leaders under CBM. Ali will be able to invest more time and energy into the new partners that the CBM Middle East North Africa team have developed with the Baptist community in Egypt and in Sudan. At the same time, CBM is supporting projects in Morocco, Syria, and other countries in the region. John Chan, who is CBM's Director of International Partnerships, recognizes that Ali has been instrumental in solidifying our partnership with ABTS and the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development, which is also known as FEMAR, L-S-E-S-D, particularly in leading and shaping ABTS to train church leaders in the region. Through working alongside and resourcing local churches, CBM and its partners have brought about growth and development of an effective ministry. Referring to the growth of the seminary, unanticipated changes due to the pandemic increased the level of online studies and led to their hybrid education format. The staff quickly learned that the key to surviving and even prospering is to be resilient and adaptable. Enrollment at ABTS has doubled in the last 2 years, as church leaders can now receive training without having to leave their present ministries. Programs are offered at the level of a Certificate of Ministry and also at a highly academic study track, the Master of Theology. ABTS is working with two other seminaries in the region to begin a doctoral studies program. The seminary is also developing an Arabic digital library as well as a physical research center on the ABTS campus. Ali shares how the Holy Spirit has strengthened and given a clear vision to the ministry partners, despite the growing volatility of the MENA region. Each crisis has created new opportunities to share the gospel and provide a message of hope. Some ABTS graduates displaced by the war in Khartoum, Sudan, started new ministries and expanded their outreach. Presently, more than 75,000 people have been displaced from the south of Lebanon by cross-border airstrikes. Some of these families have been reached by local churches with the provision of food, mattresses, and blankets. Pray for the churches assisted by THEMAR and by the seminary to maintain a faithful and bold witness amid difficult conditions. One leadership lesson that Ali articulates in the December 2023 ABTS newsletter is that God is not impressed by our achievements and accomplishments. Instead, God wants our faithfulness. It should be merely faithfulness to what God wants us to do right now. Ali asks for prayer for THEMAR. In celebrating the anniversary of 25 years of God's faithfulness, they've chosen this name expansion under which various ministry organizations function. THEMAR is an Arabic word meaning fruits. As Christian believers working together to sow and bear fruits of faith, Colossians 1 verse 10 directs their thoughts, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.